Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Short Stories for Kids. I hope you guys are doing really well. I'm Lucy, your host, and today I'll be reading you an amazing story to keep you company on your car trips or before going to bed, or just if you have downtime during the day and you want to listen to amazing stories. Now, our first story today comes from Tate. Now, Tate is 5 years old, and he lives in Melbourne, Australia. And he loves listening to the podcast every morning. And he would like a story about an underwater kindergarten with a squid who is worried about his first day of school. That's a really cool idea, Tate. Thank you. And I hope that you love the story. Tate was a squid. He was 5 years old and he lived under the ocean with all the other ocean life. Now, let me tell you something about the ocean. It's huge. No, I mean really, really huge. And it's full of weird and wonderful sea life. You have starfish, jellyfish, dolphins, whales, catfish, seahorses, sharks, tuna, octopus. Can you think of any more? Because you name it, it lives in the ocean. But it's not just fish that live under the sea. There is also merlife too. Mermaids and mermen, half fish, half human, swimming around, living their lives, just like we do. And the wonderful thing about merfolk is that they can breathe underwater. That's right. How amazing is that? And not only that, they can talk too, and laugh, and sing underwater too. Now, back to Tate the squid. Tate was a very beautiful, bright pink color that glowed vibrantly all over. He had always been like this since birth. But he felt very shy about being such a bright color. He wished he could be blue or green or even black, but any color but pink. Pink was a girl's color, right? Don't be silly, honey. Tate's mom said to him as they went shopping at the Marine Supermart on Saturday morning. Tate's mom popped items of food into her shopping basket. Tate was very shy and hated to be out and about where people could see him. He didn't want people to make fun of his vibrant color. Tate's mom looked at the large selection of seaweed for sale and picked out a handful of what she liked. Tate just followed behind her, like her shadow, trying his best to hide under her tentacles. Tate, it's your first day at Starfish Elementary tomorrow, and you will have to get used to playing with other fish your age. Tate was really worried about starting school. He didn't want to go one bit. He just wanted to stay at home in his cave and play games with his mom all day. When they got back home to their cave, Tate swam into his little bedroom, and he had a little cry. His mother came in and wrapped her long tentacle around him. "Come on, sweetie, it won't be that bad." "But Mom," said Tate, looking up at her with tearful eyes, "I don't want to go to school. The other kids will be mean to me. They will make fun of me because I look different. Nobody glows as bright as I do." Tate's mom smiled at him. It's true, she couldn't think of any other sea friend that glowed as brightly and vividly as Tate did. He was certainly special. "Honey, being different is actually a good thing."
"It is?" said Tate.
"Well, yes, of course. I mean, why would anyone want to look and be the same as everyone else? We are all different fish with different personalities and likes and dislikes." "Well, the world would be a boring place if we all looked the same. How would we recognize each other? You know, your color and the way that you light up a room is really beautiful, and it's nothing to be ashamed about." Tate lifted one of his glowing pink tentacles and stared at it.
"Oh, I guess you're right.
I am, trust me. Promise me you'll try your best to be confident at school tomorrow. Smile, be kind, and just be your wonderful self. Tate looked at his mom, took a deep breath, and nodded his head.
Okay, Mom, I'll try my best.
Bring, 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 bring.
Tate's alarm clock began to beep at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Tate groaned and put his head back under his covers.
Oh.
He started to feel a little scared, knowing it was his first day at Starfish Elementary. He had breakfast, and his mom gave him a packed lunch full of his favorite foods. Then, holding his little tentacle, she swam with him to the school gates. There were little fishes and their parents everywhere. There were shouting, singing, and screaming, squeals of delight, as some children greeted each other who hadn't seen each other for the whole of the summer holidays. And they chased each other around the school gates. Tate watched the other fish with wide eyes. He didn't want them to see how much he glowed.
Okay, Tate, it's time for you to go in. You'll be fine, I promise. Keep your head up, baby, Tate's mom said, kissing him on the head and swimming away, looking back at him to wave.
Tate swam into the school building and followed the other noisy fish children along the corridor until he came to his classroom door, the magic marine class. He floated in and took a seat at the back of the class. To his surprise, none of the other kids seemed to be staring at him as he thought they would. In fact, they didn't seem to be taking any notice at all. They were too busy talking to each other, laughing and playing.
Suddenly, in swam the mermaid teacher, Miss Pearl. She had bright orange hair and a pair of black spectacles perched on her nose.
"Good morning, Magic Marine class,"
she said, smiling at her new class.
"Welcome to your first day here at Starfish Elementary. This morning, we are going to play a game called Getting to Know My Classmates. I'm going to put you all in pairs with another fish, and you will talk to each other for 10 minutes. I want you to tell each other some things about yourself. Try and get to know each other."
Miss Pearl read out the little fish's names, and everyone moved around the classroom to sit next to their chosen partner. Tate's partner came swimming up to him, a big smile on his face. Tate was partnered with a young shark called Moby. As Moby came closer, Tate noticed something. Moby only had one eye.
"Hi, Tate," said Moby excitedly. "Nice to meet you."
Tate was staring at where Toby's missing eye was, and Moby laughed.
"Ah, y'all wondering where my left eye is? Well, some pirate caught me one day a few months ago, and they took it from me."
"What?" exclaimed Tate, wide-eyed, his mouth gaping open.
"Only joking, ha ha, but you should have seen the look on your face. No, I was born like this."
"Oh,"
said Tate, feeling a little silly. Moby grinned.
"It's cool, I'm fine with it. I just feel lucky to be here and make new friends."
"Wow, well golly gosh, you have an amazing glow. You're so lucky. I wish I glowed like that."
Tate looked down at his glowing body.
"Really?"
he asked, a little puzzled. Secretly, he felt very happy that his new friend Moby thought he was cool, and he felt much better about himself. For the rest of the day, Moby and Tate stuck together like glue, playing with each other, sitting at lunch together, and in the afternoon, as a special treat, Miss Pearl had organized a treasure hunt around the school grounds and caves. The children got into pairs, and of course, Tate and Moby were teammates, and all of the class went swimming around the school looking for the hidden clues to find the golden coins Miss Pearl had hidden. Well, Moby and Tate found all of the clues and all of the gold coins. Tate glowed so beautifully and so brightly that he was able to light up all the caves and all the darkest spots they looked in.
and Moby was a very fast swimmer, so he could get to the coins and the clues quickly, with Tate lighting the way like a giant glowing torch. Of course, Tate and Moby won the treasure hunt, and Miss Pearl gave them both a gold star on the class chart as a reward.
"Very well done, you two,"
she beamed at them. Then, turning to the rest of the class, she said,
"Clap your fins together, everybody, for our winners of the Marine Magic Class Treasure Hunt, Moby and Tate. This is a great example of how working together as a team and using your strengths can help you achieve your goals. Remember, it's not about what we don't have, it's about what we do and using it to the best way we know how." Tate couldn't wait to tell his mom all about his amazing first day at school. The best part was that he had made a very special friend. And Tate and Moby would go on to have many special and exciting adventures together. The end.